Hello, I just draw these three cards from our dowsing card deck for the month of June, asking among the people who are going to be attracted to these posts or these YouTube video, what are the three main dynamics that they should be maybe taking, you know, testing for themselves or dowsing for themselves. In order to keep themselves balanced. So these three cards came up. I consider it's very, very symbolic because I feel that the collective is really wanting to heal deeper and deeper layers of trauma. And we are talking pre-verbal trauma, trauma that we are not able to recognize because it's been deeply buried within us, within our psyche. And it makes us repeat patterns and stay in these self-sabotage or sabotaging trauma bond connection, promoting blockages and resistance as the first card that you will see in the image. The other card is inviting us to really make sure that we are doing something about toxins, which can be physical, can be mental, emotional, psycho-energetic, and to really make sure that we keep at bay by doing something to help ourselves detox. And detox is not only maybe doing a diet or drinking more water, it's even sleeping and it's even dowsing to clear toxins and observing ourselves to see behaviors that we could be having that are not healthy. And the other card is a card that is highlighting four dynamics: miasmas, curses, thought forms, and black magic. These could be elements that could be rising for some of us during the month of June, not all of them, but the main theme really is to consider trauma and resistance, self-sabotage, and see within ourselves how much we can clear of these traumatic memories that sometimes can be, as I said, pre-verbal, coming from the early childhood, and things that we haven't been able to clear up until now. Because at least what I feel is that the universe is really taking us gently to deeper and deeper layers of trauma. And these can be, in a way, it can be dangerous because we are tapping things that, you know, we haven't really been able to see. We have been able to feel the effects, such as having post-traumatic stress disorder. And I think humanity is suffering collectively from post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm not talking about the COVID. I'm talking about a lot of things that have happened that we don't know consciously in humanity. And so we are all reflecting in one shape or another the negative consequences of post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of trauma, human trauma, humanity's trauma, our personal share of trauma. So I hope this little card reading helps you focus in the month of June in maybe checking and testing and providing yourself with a session, and even consider going to see a specialist if you feel that the levels of trauma and the information that is coming to the surface requires you to have someone, a professional at your side, someone who can really listen and who can really spot, the pathological aspects of whatever is arising in you. I hope this helps you, and I hope this doesn't freak you out. I feel that the universe is gently taking us with love and compassion through memories and experiences that are painful, and it's all about clearing it. So we will come out of this phase of deep exploration, feeling much freer, less codependent, less in the hands of abusers, manipulators, psychopathic people who want to use the wounds that we have, and the lack of maybe love that we've experienced in childhood or in other phases of our life, to abuse us and manipulate us and control us. So it's time to say enough to all of this, and you will see how the internet is filled with videos and information about this type of abuse, and possibly life is just telling us enough of this behavior and we have to stop it, and we have to learn and grow and heal from all of this from a collective standpoint, but also from a human individual standpoint. So wishing you a fantastic month of June, much love, and see you soon. Bye.